Well, birthdays, anniversaries, and yes, even Christmas are the three times of the year in which the most gifts are given. And you know, as usually is the case, there is one gift to one individual. But the Bible tells us that there was once one gift that was given to the whole world. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, Jesus said that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Notice that whoever would believe in Him could receive everlasting life. Whoever has no limit. It doesn't matter who you are or where you come from. What matters is that you must have faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the book of Ephesians, in chapter 3, which I'd like for us to look at tonight, Paul addresses one particular people that can now have access to that faith in Christ. In Ephesians chapter 3, beginning in verse 1, Paul wrote these words, "For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you, how that by revelation He made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to His holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body, and partakers of His promise in Christ through the gospel, of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of His power." Notice that Paul repeatedly refers to the gift of the grace of God. This was something that was bestowed upon both Jew as well as Gentile. And as Paul identified himself in verse 1, he said he is a prisoner of Christ for you Gentiles. When we think about how Paul was a prisoner of Christ simply by dedicating his entire life in serving Him, you go back to remember that there was something that he was given, and something that he was then able to share with others. He tells us in verse 2 what that something was. He says, "If indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, that was given to me for you." The dispensation of the grace of God. We know that God is full of grace. And perhaps if there was one person that claimed to need it more than any other, it would be the one that called himself the chiefest of sinners. And we go back to the book of Acts in chapter 9 to read in that chapter how indeed Saul's life began to change forever. When the Lord spoke to him in verse 15 saying, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake." Then when he became known as the Apostle Paul, he was able to go to the Gentiles, sharing with them the grace of God that has been revealed. But then we find that he had a job to do to share that very grace. And that was something for a long time that no one understood. It was interesting, before Bible class began tonight, I began to hear a little bit of talk about a certain mystery. And little did I know that that was a very good lead-in to what we're talking about tonight. Paul mentions time again about the revelation that was made known, the mystery, as he said in verse 3. And then in verse 4, he says, "You may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ." And then again, he talks about in verse 5, "In other ages was not made known to the sons of men, and has now been revealed by the Spirit to His holy apostles and prophets. This mystery can now been revealed. We begin to understand that Jews as well as Gentiles could be able to receive the grace of God. In the book of Romans in chapter 11, there in verse 25, Paul talked about the time of which the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And then later in chapter 16, in verse 25 of Romans, he says, to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began. Yes, the world begins to know that everyone can be a part of the body of Christ. Jew and Gentile indeed can be saved. But can one be saved without the grace of God? Well, certainly not. And Paul explained that to Titus very well. You see in the book of Titus in chapter 2, there in verse 11, Paul explained that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to who? All men. All men, Jew and Gentile alike. He says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our hope, which is blessed and glorious appearing of our great God, is through Jesus Christ. Yes, we must have faith in Christ because, you see, grace alone is not enough to save us. Earlier, Paul told the Ephesians in chapter 2 in verse 8 that by grace are you saved through faith. God has done his part, but man must do his. And what is our part? How do we show God that we have faith in him? We must be willing to truly believe him. We must be willing to truly be obedient to the gospel. You see, Paul told the Galatians in chapter 3 and verse 26 that we are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. But we are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You see, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile. What matters is that you can be a part of the body of Christ. Through that one baptism, you can be baptized into one body. And it's only through the gospel in which we can do that. That's why Paul explained to the Romans in chapter 1 and verse 16 that he was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone that believes. To the Jew first, but also to the Greek. That gospel is available to you, and it is available to me. It is up to us to hear that gospel. It is up to us to believe it. And it is up to us to obey it. But what about me? What about you? Are we willing to receive the grace of God? Tonight, that question we must answer. In a few moments, we're about to sing a song of encouragement. And if there is one tonight that needs to respond to the invitation, we encourage you to come as together we stand and sing.